cross-examine other parties' witnesses in the following order. We will start with the company, then Office of People's who will present their direct case. Office of People's Counsel will present their entire case. The interveners will present their entire case. And then Washington Gas will present its rebuttal case. Okay. A number of other preliminary matters. D.C. Climate Action's representatives have indicated that their participation will be limited to the pre-filed testimony, and they do not plan on cross-examining any witnesses. Is that correct, Ms.
Dodge? That's correct. I have two matters I'd like to raise. Is this a time?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
One is that we got a sign-off on entering host of data request responses from Washington Gas, and those are included in our exhibit compendia, and which have been submitted. So we'd like to enter those into the record. So that's number one.
I was going to say subject to check that the parties have stipulated to
right.
DC Climate Action's direct testimony and certain data responses to be admitted into the evidentiary record. I just want to check with all the parties on the record that this is a correct stipulation, that information is correct. Washington Gas?
Yes, Your Honor.
People's Council?
Yes, Your Honor.
AOBA?
Yes, Your Honor.
DC Government?
Yes, Your Honor.
And GSA?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Then the second matter, you'll have to put up with my lack of experience in this role as a non-lawyer and with such cases. But we received word in a data request response that Washington Gas would be filing its EPA methane challenge commitment technical implementation plan to the EPA by the due date of September 30th, 2016. Now, this is a voluntary program, and the EPA doesn't have a means of enforcing deadlines. They haven't extended the deadline. Washington Gas and some other companies also have not yet submitted their technical implementation plan. Washington Gas also said that they would agree to provide us a copy on a confidential basis within one business day of filing the plan with the EPA. We've been checking with Washington Gas, and it hasn't been filed, so we don't have a copy. We would like to request that the commission issue a bench request to file this technical implementation plan when the hearings are over or when it is submitted. And this is to back up our request, and that way we don't it goes into the record.
Washington Gas?
I'd just like to say that Washington Gas has not yet filed the implementation plan with EPA. We would oppose submitting it into the record after the record has closed. We've advised DC Climate Action that if we submit the plan prior to the end of the hearings, you know, we would give them a copy one business day thereafter. We've also indicated that EPA plans, as I understand it, to upload that copy, a public copy, you know, for all parties. Anyone interested can review
right.
it. So and it should be accessible to you anyway.
I have verified that with the EPA, and they said that that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
However, we would like to have it entered into the record, assuming it's filed during this case. So by issuing a bench request, the commission could ensure that it went into the record if it happened.
We will take that under advisement. It's not usual to enter something into the record after the record closes, but
right.
we will take that under advisement.
Okay, thank you very much.
And then finally, again for DCA, I understand that by agreement of the parties, DCCA witness McGregor and Dodge will be taken out of order after Washington Gas's witness Edelstein. Is that any disagreement the parties on that? Okay, thank you. All right. Are there any other housekeeping or other preliminary matters from any of the parties or interveners?
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Francis.
Just briefly, last evening we received updated responses to some of our data requests from the company. Data request set 15, data request set 6, and data request set 8. They came in somewhere 7 o'clock, I believe. We had asked for these updates in a letter to the company as early as September 28th. We've been asking for these updates. Now, the update to a data request set 8, that's not necessarily a problem because that has to do with rebuttal testimony. However, sets 15 and set 6, one is witness Rodriguez, one is witness Lawson. We really haven't had a chance to look at these. Our exhibits, we have 144 exhibits. We weren't able to incorporate any of these updates into those exhibits at this time. So the solution I would think would be if we would like to get some of these updates in, perhaps we could do it at the time of rebuttal testimony. We'd need a chance to review them and incorporate them into our list, and we would request that we be provided that opportunity if we need it.
Company?
Yeah, we would not oppose that.
That's
okay.
Approved.
That's fine. Thank you, Your Honor.
Any other preliminary matters from
the Your Honor. Actually, we are still awaiting our cross-examination exhibits. Our courier left about an hour ago.
Oh, dear.
And they still have not arrived. So we will not be prepared to cross-examine our witnesses until those documents actually arrive. So we would ask for a brief recess to hopefully locate the courier and get the documents here.
Oh, you're asking for the recess now or when you're ready to do your cross-examination?
When we're ready to do our cross-examination.
Okay, well, hopefully they'll have arrived before that time. Ms. Thurston, yes.
Yeah, just with regard to witness Ron White, he's not going to be available to testify on October 14th, today or the 17th, but he will be available on the 24th. So we would request the commission's permission to allow him to testify on the 24th.
On the 24th. He's the number 12 of your, excuse me, not the 12th of your witnesses, okay?
Yes.
On 924. Okay.
And one other preliminary matter, I don't know if this is the time to bring it up, but as I understand it, the parties have agreed to stipulate to the testimony of Washington Gas witness Halloran. And is this the appropriate time to poll the parties possibly for the record and admit it into the record?
Let me first of all poll the parties that they have made that stipulation. People's Counsel?
We have, Your Honor, with the provision that certain DRs that were sponsored by witness Halloran would also be admitted by way of stipulation, which Washington Gas agreed to.
Okay. Ms. Francis?
We have stipulated to witness Halloran.
We have stipulated.
District government?
District government has stipulated.
GSA has stipulated.
Okay. Then that request is granted.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else from the party's interveners?
If I could just clarify the record.
Yes.
Initially, Christopher McGee submitted direct testimony, and witness Halloran adopted that testimony. That's Exhibit WGG, and witness Halloran's rebuttal testimony is Exhibit WG2G. Thank you.
Thank you. I see a lot of boxes coming in. OPC, is that your exhibits, we hope? Okay. Thank you. Commissioner Ford.
Your Honor.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a second. Yes. Yes, GSA.
GSA has one preliminary matter.
I'm sorry.
Our expert witness has had a family emergency and has generally been only available sporadically. We have a couple of issues that have arisen with that. One is that we have requested an accommodation that he be made available on the 27th to permit him to travel down to North Carolina to tend to his family emergency. And additionally, I need to confer with him about the submission of our conformed copy for his testimony.
Okay. And the witness's name is?
Dennis Goins.
Goins, Mr. Goins. Okay. Put him down for the 27th. Ms. Thurston, is that
Oh, no, yes.
Does that create a problem?
No, it doesn't. Okay. I just had one more matter.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Just one question. Sure. With regard to Witness Halloran, I don't know if the commissioners had any questions for him. We just wanted to find out if he would have to appear to answer any questions for the commissioners.
At the moment, I am not aware that the commissioners have any questions for him, but we will let you know if
Thank
that
you.
Arises during the course of other discussions.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else? Commissioner Ford.
Thank you and good morning. I want the record to reflect and the parties to know that my term as commissioner ended on June 30th, 2016. I have not sought reappointment. Consequently, I'm sitting in a holdover position until a new commissioner is appointed or until December 31st, 2016, whichever comes first. Under the current procedural schedule, I will not be sitting as one of the decision makers on this case when it's submitted to the commission at the end, at the conclusion of the hearings and briefing. I will, however, be present for all of the hearings except for the hearing on October 24th. It's likely that I will be uncharacteristically quiet during these hearings, and I just wanted that reflected on the record.
Thank you, Commissioner Ford. All right. Now we will ask the company to call its first witness.
Washington Gas calls Roberta Sims to the stand. Would you please state your name and title for the record?
Ms. Sims, we can't hear you.
There we go.
Thank you.
Roberta Sims, Vice President of Rates and Regulatory Affairs for Washington Gas.
And what is your business address?
6801 Industrial Road in Springfield, Virginia. The zip code is 22151.
And do you have a copy of your direct testimony identified as Exhibit WGA, which consists of 13 pages, and accompanying Exhibit WGA-1?
I do.
Your Honor, I'd like to have marked for identification what has been preliminarily identified as Exhibits WGA and A-1.
So marked.
And were these documents prepared by you or under your direct supervision?
Yes.
Do you have any corrections or changes to make to your testimony or accompanying exhibit?
No, I do not.
Do you adopt this as your sworn testimony today?
Yes.
Your Honor, the witness is available for cross-examination.
People's Counsel, are you ready to cross-examine this witness?
At this time, I would ask for a brief recess just so that we can get everything together. We have our exhibits here. It will be really short.
Okay. Did you get the exhibits out to everybody?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. We will recess for just a few minutes, about 10 minutes.
Yes, that would be great.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All rise.